Shelley?
Who that? Michelle? Come, I in the kitchen. And stop the shouting. Man, you wake Richard and the baby.
What happened? It's what you in here doing and what all this mackerel and tin food for?
You know, here say hurricane might soon come. So me go out at the wholesale go buy some things to stop up just in case.
But how you so previous? Me sure me no hear nothing about no hurricane a come.
That no say. Suppose it comes suddenly. I will be prepared for me and my family.
It's true. But what happens if you have to evacuate?
I have the number for the shelter manager down the primary school on speed dial. So, if anything, I know exactly where to go and who to call.
Good for you. But I'm not just so sure I want to leave my nice, comfortable house to go squeeze up in a no shelter, you know.
As the 2016 Atlantic hurricane season gets underway, residents are encouraged to make all the necessary preparations to minimize potential damage and avoid loss of life. Hurricane shelters have been set up across the island to accommodate residents who live in flood-prone areas, as well as those who may become displaced during the disaster. Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Desmond McKenzie, is imploring persons residing in high-risk communities to comply with mandatory evacuation orders issued during a hurricane season. An evacuation order is a mandatory directive given to leave a place post-haste. If such an order is issued, do not hesitate to vacate the area immediately. You may have limited time to evacuate, so every second counts. Your number one concern should be your safety and that of your family. So the first thing to do is gather your family together in one place. Gather important documents such as insurance policies, marriage and birth certificates, immunization cards, important pictures and other important items. Try to store these papers in a safe, dry place. Then, leave immediately. If you are provided with evacuation routes, use them, as other roads may be impassable. And if possible, take pets to the nearest shelter. Minister McKenzie is warning that persons who resist will face the full force of the law.
We still continue to build in areas that building is not allowed. We continue to live in the middle of the riverbed on the banks of the gullies. We have to ask ourselves, is this the right approach? I strongly believe that compulsory evacuation has to be the way. In many communities, the law must take its course.
Minister McKenzie is calling on community leaders to encourage persons at risk of being displaced to seek out the shelter nearest to them.
Those of us who have influence in many communities, in our churches and in our social groups, we must start to speak in a voice that they understand that the country is at a point that the resources is just not adequate to deal with the mistakes made.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Desmond McKenzie. Water come in me
room. Nobody can move me out of my yard. Cause when me gone, who will go watch my house and protect it from hurricane? Especially when them opportunist boy the outer road to say my house empty and come take what them want.
So you would rather risk your life to protect the things in your house where you can't buy back? You can't buy life. So you better protect yourself or you won't be around to enjoy any of the things you are risking your life to protect.
A truth still. How did it find out which shelter was near you?
I called the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
You know ADPEM?
Yes. And they tell me to call the parish office. Each parish council has a parish disaster coordinator who talks with the regional coordinator at ADPEM. Come, let's call and get the number for your parish disaster coordinator.
The 2016 Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1 to November 30. June is being observed as Disaster Preparedness Month under the theme, Plan, Strategize, Prioritize. Disaster impacts can be minimized. Call 906-9674-5 or visit odpem.org.jm and view the national shelter listings to find the one nearest you. Or call your parish council and ask for the parish disaster coordinator.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.